ఓంకాయ నమో అపవాద ఫర్ హోఢ. సో ఇఫ్ యు హ్యావ్ ఎ శబ్ద ఎండింగ్ విత్ హకార ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ప్లేస్ ప్రాతిపదిక, శబ్ద మీన్స్ ప్రాతిపదిక, రామ శబ్ద, రామ ఇస్ ది ప్రాతిపదిక, అనదర్ నేమ్ ఫర్ ప్రాతిపదిక. సో ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ ప్రాతిపదిక ఎండింగ్ ఇన్ హకార యాజ్ ది సూప్ ఫాలోస్ జలి పదాంతే చ దెన్ జెల్ అండ్ పదాంత దెన్ ఇట్ ఫాలోస్ సో యూ గెట్ ధ దట్ ఈస్ హోఢ అండ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ అపవాద. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కంటిన్యూస్ టు బి జలి పదాంతే జల్లర్ పదాంత విల్ ఫాలో బట్ దిస్ వర్డ్ ఈస్ డిరైవ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ ధాతు దట్ టు నాట్ ఎనీ వర్డ్ డిరైవ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎ ధాతు విచ్ ధాతు బిగినింగ్ విత్ దాదేహ ధాతు ఎండింగ్ ఇన్ హ యాజ్ యూజువల్ ఫాలోడ్ బై జల్ ఆర్ పదాంత ఆల్ దోస్ కండిషన్స్ ది రిమైన్ సేమ్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ ధా యూ గెట్ ఘ. Duha is the dhatu. So when it is followed by sup, in fact duha is the shabda, it the shabda derived from the dhatu duha. So that the quip sarvapahara lopa pratyaya it is added. Accordingly the dhatu is converted into the noun now in the sense of doer of that action. So duha is the pratipadika. The pratyaya is added, duha plus kartrutva pratyaya, the pratyaya which brings the meaning of doership. So a pratyaya disappears, even if it disappears it is also present there, making it a pratipadika, because it must be krodanta, unless it cannot be pratipadika, drupta dhita samasascha. So the pratyayas are in the, they are all krut, therefore the శబ్ద రూప వికంస కృదంత అండ్ హెన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ ప్రాతిపదిక దెన్ ఫోర్ యూ విల్ గెట్ సుప్. సో దుహ్ సు ఇన్ దట్ సిచ్యువేషన్ దిస్ దాదేర్ ధాతోర్ ఘహ ఇట్ అప్లైస్ So you do the sup and do lopa so that it becomes padanta. Because either you should have jhal or you should have padanta. Let us get the padanta thing. So duha plus s, halnya bhyodirghat sutasya pratam hal sata iti satara lopaha, then padanta tvancha. So duha is the padanta. Now dadir dhator ghaha, dugha it gets. And that gha jhalan jashonte, come to dugh, after that you come. Then you do bhash bhava.
Is it dugh or dharcha?
Dugh. Dugh. Halanta, tadir dhator ghaha. Gha means akara won't be there, akara ucharanartha. Therefore dugh, dugh becomes dugh. And gh becomes gha. జష్వం జలాన్ జషోంతే జబగడద దట్ ఇస్ ది జష్. సో దుగ్ నౌ దట్ దా బికమ్స్ ధ దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ భష్ భావ భష్వం యు కెన్ సే ఆర్ భష్ భావ యు కెన్ సే దే సే భష్ భావ. సో వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ భష్ భావ ఇన్ దట్ వర్డ్ వేర్ ఎవర్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఎ వష్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ భష్ jabhai ghadha dhash so bha gha dha dha. So here vash is takara, takara is the vash wherever it is. So dugu becomes dhug. What is the bhashbhava condition? ekachah vashah Vash Jashantasya Dvo. So it, the S must follow. It is there, Sthanivad Bhava is there. So as though S Sup is following, and then it must be derived from Dhatu. So the Vash must be part of a Dhatu. That is the Dhatu Vava Yava, it must be.
Swamiji, you mean Vash, right?
Vash, not Vash. Yeah. You see, when such a thing happens, you correct immediately, but no harm. Because these things we forget, you know, immediately. So, Vash. Immediately means whenever you remember them, that's, you need not hesitate. So, it is Vash, not Vash. So, the Vash becomes Bhash. So, Vash means what? Jaba gada dash. Very simple. Ba ga da da become bha gha dha dha. Oh, very simple. Bash becomes bhash. And so you see, even the this is what I look at. Even the 14 sutras, it is not just a simple alphabetical arrangement. There is an elaborate structure that goes into that arrangement. Because having done that arrangement, you should be able to use this kind of pratyahara. Vash becoming bhash. So they must be originally put in a proper place. Suppose he puts it in the usual Telugu way, or any Hindi way, ka kha ga gha nga cha 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 nya, if he puts like that, there will be no pratyahara procedure. So, even while putting those 14 sutras in place, there must be pratyahara, there must be a lot of thinking going into it. But it is said that Panini did not do those sutras, they are revealed to him. That they say, Maheshwara sutras. They are revealed to Panini only, they are not revealed to his neighbor. Suppose they were revealed to his neighbor, he brought them and then the rest of it he did. No, it is not like that. They were revealed to Panini and Panini wrote the rest of the Vyakarana. So, they are not Paninis. Okay, chala. Either way, it doesn't matter.
There's Prakara does not exist in the previous, for the previous grammarians that preceded Panini, they did not use those?
Before Panini, there were some other Vyakaranas. But not so structured and Aindra Vyakaranam. Like that, there are Aindra Vyakaranam was there.
But they didn't use those 14.
Those things are not available now.
But they didn't use those prior to Panini.
They used some such methods. For example, Ta is called by them Aang. Angona Sriyam, like that. So, instead of Ta, they used Aang. And Panini used the same Aang in respect to his earlier people. That only shows that they were using certain things like that. Similar to this, they were using. So, the culture into which we are born, it inspires. And it has a role to play, even in certain things that I bring out of my own creativity. That thing is there. That's why they say, even the mind is not yours. Mind is not personal. How can it be personal? Suppose Panini has not inherited all that. Earlier Vyakaranas, the systems, and he was not born in that culture or in that society. It must have been a highly advanced civilization to bring out a scholar like Panini, right? A society which is conflict-ridden and which is corrupt, the way we look at it now, we need to bring out people like Panini and others. No, not possible. So, the society must be highly civilized and highly educated, and there must be wonderful social ethos in place. Then only a person comes out of that society with such a caliber. And so, this only proves that whatever creativity you have, it is not personal. It is universal. We call it social. Still drawing a boundary. You may not draw any boundary whatsoever. Why should you draw a boundary? If you don't draw any boundary, then it is universal. Another name for God. Whatever is universal is God. That is all Vedanta is. Vedanta is not some out of the earth, some special theory coming from elsewhere. It is just the logical extension of our own day-to-day experiences. So we do know what is called an expansion. When you say me, there is no expansion in it. When you say my family, there is already an expansion. Now you take it to its logical conclusion, then you become Brahma. Instead of being a family person, you will be a Brahma. How do you become a family person? Expansion. Very limited expansion, very cautious expansion. Right? Me and my family. So you are very cautious that you don't expand beyond a point. So that caution indicates an inherent ignorance and insecurity. Suppose you expand further and further and further.
Vasudeva kutumbakam family.
Vasudeva kutumbakam. Suppose you expand that way, then you are the Brahma. That is Aham Brahmasmi. That's it. That's why Aham Brahmasmi is not a book. It is not something that somebody else gives and puts in your hand. It is not something to be inherited, like a piece of property. It is something which you deeply feel. That is what Aham Brahmasmi is. Anyway, so Panini, he must have a marvelous creativity in putting those 14 sutras in place. And all creativity comes from Ishvara only. Therefore, Maheshwarani Sutrani is very nice. Anyway, so this Shabda Rupa must be derived from a dhatu, and that must be ekachi dhatu, not having two ach. Like that there are many dhatus. This must be ekachi, only one ach, and it must end in jesh, jeshantasya. When those conditions satisfy, then the bhash becomes bhash. So dha becomes dha. Therefore now you have dhug. And just I am repeating what went, and now vavasane you apply dhuk. Up to that we have come, okay? Now, you see, so let us say this. Dhatva vayavasya, ekacho jashantasya,
vasho
bhashyat,
sedhve,
Padanteja,
Dhuk,
Duhau.
You
see, whenever the Ajadi Pratyaya is there, then you just join them, nothing more to do. Ajadi Pratyaya, only Haladi Pratyaya. Duhau, you say, Duhau, Duhaha.
Duhau, Duhaha.
He Dhuk, He Dhuk.
He Dhuk,
He Duhau, He Duhaha.
He Duhau, He Duhaha.
Duham, Duhau, Duhaha.
Duham, Duhau, Duhaha.
Duha.
Duha.
You come up to that. Then you have Dhuh Bhyam. So, now you have the Padam Tattvam anyway, because the Padasamjna is there. Asarvanamasthane. What is that sutra? Swadishvasarvanamasthane. So padasamjna is anyway there. Therefore, dadyar dhato or ghaha becomes relevant. And so you get a g. Dug bhyam. Now that g doesn't become k, because it is a. There is jalan jeshi. Jeshi. You read a jesh. So, but padantatvam can apply. Jalanjashonte ante is not padante, avasane. So still Pratyaya is coming, therefore Jashtvam won't come. And Bhyam is following, Jashtvam won't come. What is your doubt?
Jabakara Dash, so it becomes Gakara, so Jashtvam might come, right?
Ah, Jashtvam has come.
You mean Chartvam?
Chartvam, I mean Chartvam, yeah. So Vavasana is not there anyway. What is the Kharicha won't come? Kharicha won't come.
Kharicha and Vavasana is after that.
Ah.
So which says that if it's Avasana, then Khari optionally will happen.
Okay.
If it's an Avasana.
Therefore, Kharicha, what is the Vritti for Kharicha?
Kharicha Jali.
Khari Avasane cha.
Khari Avasane.
Yeah. It is not Avasana. Are you seeing Vritti for Kharicha? I mean Kharicha.
Jalam Charasyu.
Jalam Charasyu.
Khari.
But when?
When Khari, when Khar follows.
Cha, by Cha Avasana comes here.
No, Avasana is the next one. Va Avasana, I think. And Kharicha. Khari Jalam Charasyu.
Khari Jalam Charasyu. That's all. There must be Khar.
Yeah, the Charkara being the Chartum.
So, Khar is not there. Dugu Bhyam. Bhakara is not khar. Kapa chata tha chata tau kapai sashasar. That's why chartvam is not happening. Why ka doesn't come? That is what I was trying to figure out for myself in a way. More or less it is all loud thinking. So, dugu bhyam. Now, this bhash bhava happens. Ekacho basho bhash jhasan tasya dhuho. That bhash bhava will come. Therefore, Dugbhyam. Okay? That is how it happens. Would you like to write that?
Yes.
Okay, you write it. Dugbhyam. It is sthite. Hakarasya ghakare jashtvecha jashtva also happens. Dugu bhyam iti jate. Dakarasya bhash bhave, bhash bhave. Dakarasya bhash bhave dugbhyam iti siddhyati. Okay. So dugbhihi, duhe it will be, dugbhyam dugbhyaha. Duhaha dubhyam dubhyaha, duhaha duhoha duham, duhi duhoho. We come up to that. Then when we come to dukshu, there again we have to be a little cautious while making dukshu. So how you will make dukshu? So first duhu s, make sakaralopa, ahalnyabhyam. Oh. No. Duhu su. So duhu su, you bring in padantatvam by swadishvasarvanamasthane and convert ha to gha, radhyadhat or gha. Duhu gha, dughu su. Dughu su, then you won't even get, okay, dughu su, okay. Jalanjashonte, Dughusu Jalanjashonte, Jashtvam you do. So, Jashtvam, how do you do? Jalanjashonte, Padantapadam is there. So, Dughusu. Then you do Bhashbhava. Dughusu. Now Kharicha you apply. Dughusu. Then Adesha Pratyayoha Shatvam. Dukshu iti bhakti. Okay. This you have to write?
No, this
is simple. Now let us say the shabda. హకారాంతఃపుంలింగః
హకారాంతఃపుంలింగః
దుః శబ్దః
దుః శబ్దః
ది వన్ హూ మిల్క్స్
దట్
ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్ కర్త ధృక్ ధృగ్
ధృక్ ధృగ్
దుహౌ దుహః
దుహౌ దుహః
హే ధృక్ హే ధృగ్
హే ధృక్ హే ధృగ్
హే దుహౌ హే దుహః
హే దుహౌ హే దుహః
దుహం దుహౌ దుహః
దుహం దుహౌ దుహః
దుహా ధుగ్భ్యాం ధుగ్భిః
దుహా ధుగ్భ్యాం ధృగ్భిః
దుహే ధుగ్భ్యాం ధుగ్భ్యః
దుహే ధుగ్భ్యాం ధుగ్భ్యః
యు సీ దిస్ శబ్ద హాస్ నో రిలెవెన్స్ ఫర్ పీపుల్ హూ ప్రొనౌన్స్ బోత్ ది సేమ్ The other day I was saying like that. Suppose he said da and dha the same way. Many people do that. Just they pronounce both the same. There is no difference at all. No difference whatsoever. Even a little difference you can make out, but that is also not there. So for them, what is the relevance of this bhash bhava? Whether you do bhash or don't do bhash, it is one and the same. Anyway. దుహః దుభ్యాం దుభ్యః
దుహః దుభ్యాం దుభ్యః
దుహః దుహోః దుహాం
దుహః దుహోః దుహాం
దుహి దుహోః దుక్షు
దుహి దుహోః దుక్షు
నెక్స్ట్ సూత్ర వా ద్రుహ ముహష్ణు హష్నిహాం
వా ద్రుహ ముహష్ణు హష్నిహాం
సో ఫ్రమ్ హోఢః హా విల్ కమ్ హహా విల్ కమ్ from dader dhatu or gha gha will come so he is again trying to bring gha in the place of ha so this also becomes a kind of apavada for hodha but partially vikalpa so jalo jali savarne from that sutra jali will come so jali pare it will continue to be there padasya adhikara స్కోసంయోగాద్యోరంతే చ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ సూత్ర అంతే విల్కమ్ సో అల్టిమేట్లీ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ పదాంతే సో జలి పదాంతే పరే నౌ సో ఇన్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ హా యూ విల్ గెట్ ఘా దట్ ఈస్ ది థింగ్ ది ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ హా యూ విల్ గెట్ ఘా హస్య ఘహా స్యాత్ అండ్ ఫర్ విచ్ వర్డ్స్ సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది ఫోర్ వర్డ్స్ ద్రుహ మోహ స్నుహ స్నేహ for these four words in the place of ha you will get gha when the jhal or padanta are following vikalpam va that is the situation you see druha you say take the usual procedure that you remove that idvarna from the dhatu and add a quip and create pratipadika and put sub so all that procedure is same and it druha comes under the category of dadher dhatu or gha therefore it is anyway getting gha in the place of ha but it is getting nitya now it comes to vikalpa okay. therefore in one case the druh becomes drugh in another case where this rule doesn't apply druh will become drudh hodha will apply okay this is a విభాష మీన్స్ వికల్ప దిస్ ఈజ్ ప్రాప్త విభాష వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ కేసెస్ నిత్యం ప్రాప్తే సతి విభాష దిస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాప్త విభాష దెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ ఎట్ మోహ నో యూ జస్ట్ వెయిట్ రైట్ యూ జస్ట్ వెయిట్ డోంట్ రైట్ ఇట్ యట్ మోహ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దాది ధాతు దెర్ ఇస్ నో దాది అట therefore gha won't come at all hodaha only will come so gha is now coming again vikalpa this is called aprapta vibhasha okay so in the case of druha it is prapta vibhasha and in the case of moha it is aprapta vibhasha so combine both it is called prapta aprapta vibhasha that is the sutra that is the nature of the sutra this is prapta now you may note instead of noting only prapta vibhasha you may note prapta prapta vibhasha that is the nature of the sutra for one word it is coming nityam and it is made optional for other three words it is not coming at all this gha and that is made optional too
you mean optional
va
so you said it doesn't come for the other three words
Gha won't come because dhader, dhator, gha doesn't apply.
So why is it optional then?
Now it comes optionally. Va.
For these other three words?
For these other three words, gha is not coming at all.
According to the other sutra, you mean?
In the absence of this sutra, gha won't come at all.
Okay.
That is aprapta.
In the absence of
the that the aprapta is made optional, optionally coming.
Okay.
Aprapta vibhasha. Okay. Now the rest is all same. Now, suppose you have druha. So you see, all the procedure is same. Druk, you have to do basho bhash. So that also you have to do. So druk, druk, drug you will get. Earlier you get dhuk and dug. Now another repha is extra. Druha means milking. Druha means doing an injustice or doing a wrong thing to the other person. Druha becomes droha. Droham you do. So adroho natimanita, like that in Gita it comes. So druha means do a bad turn to the other person. That is druha. Duha means milking. So repha is extra. Everything else is same. Therefore, prathama ekavachanam becomes what? Druk, drug, two will come. Okay? Like duk, dugu, you got dhuk, dhugu, aya. You have to do bhashbhava also. So like you got dhuk and dhug, so you should get dhruk, drug, not dhruk. Dhruk and drug. That is one set of two words. Okay, don't do gha, do dha. And once again, having done dha, you continue with the bhashbhava. Bhashbhava will continue. So drudu, drutu. Then you do dha. So what you will get? Drudu. Jalanjashonte. Drudu. Bhavasane. Drutu. So now you will get four. Okay? So drug, drik, drud, drut, four things will come. And then druha, druhaha, it is same. Come to druhubhyam. Druhubhyam, do the gha and do bhashbhava. Drugbhyam. Or optionally, do dha and first do gha and convert it into ga and do bhashbhava and made it dhruk bhyam. Optionally, you will get dhrud bhyam. Right? Okay. That is clear. Now come to the end. Dhruh su. So, first do gha, bhashbhava and kharicha you apply, you get dhruk su. Do dha optionally and do bhashbhava. Dha becomes da, then dasi dhut. Dasi dhut comes vikalpa. So dha will come and it makes an extra ta. And in the absence of dasi dhut, da will become ta, kharicha. Everywhere kharicha, 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 go on applying. So you will get dhrukshu is one. Dhrutsu is our second. Dhrutsu. Three things will come. Okay? That is the story. Should we have to write anything? I don't think so. Fine. Okay, let us do the shabdam. Hakarantah pumlingaha.
Hakarantah pumlingaha.
Druh shabdaha.
Druh shabdaha.
Drohamucheyuvadu in Telugu. So, how to call that person in English? A single word. A person who commits a crime against the other person. So, difficult to get such a good English word also. It will be there. So, anyway, you know the meaning. Okay. Dhruk, dhrug.
Dhruk,
dhrug. Dhrut, dhrud.
Drute, drude.
Druhau, druhaha.
Druhau, druhaha.
He, dhruk. Finishes in that sutra, druha is finished. Now come to moha. Moha vaichitye. I must have mentioned this dhatu any number of times in Vedanta.
Yeah.
Moha vaichitye. Vaichitya means vichitta bhava. Viparita chitta bhava. In the mind, he is understanding is wrong. He takes one thing for the another thing. Mistake. One thing for the another. That is called moha. So it is a delusion, simply translated. This mohu becomes moha. So an a pratyaya comes and upadha vruddhi comes, upadha guna. Puganta laghu upadhasya cha guna will come. And so you will get moha. Anyway, this is the dhatu, mohu. And the one who commits delusion, who is deluded, so, in the kartrartha, you will get the shabdarupa muh. Now, if you apply hodhaha, dha would have come. But because of prapta vibhasha sutra, gha also will come. That is the shabda. Everything else is same. So, let us say this shabda. Hakaranta pumlingaha.
Hakaranta pumlingaha.
Muh shabdaha.
Muh shabdaha.
So the one who is deluded.
The one who is deluded.
Yeah. Then one other thing in this. In this, the bhashbhava won't be there. Because bhashbhava is relevant only when bhash is there. Da, ga, jabagada da. That kind of jabagada dash. So bhagada da must be there. They are not there. Therefore bhashbhava won't be there. Everything else is same. Okay. So, Muk, mug, mood, very interesting. Muhau, muhaha. Hey, mug. Hey, mood. Hey, muhau, hey, muhaha.
Hey, muhau, muhaha.
Muhaha, 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 muha Then the shnuh is there. This shnuh udgirane, that is the dhatu. From that dhatu, the word is derived. So, in that derivation, that one extra sutra is required. That sha becomes sa. Sha is converted to sa. So, earlier, sa is converted to sha. It is called Murdhanyadesha. In the place of sa, you got sha. That is Adesha Pratyaya Yoha Sutra. Murdhanya. Sa is Dantya. Little Sanan Dantaha Dantya. Dantya is converted to Murdhanya. Adesha Pratyaya Yoha. Now Murdhanya is brought back to Dantya. That is Sutra is converted. Dhatvadeshasaha.
Dhatvadeshasaha.
So very simple. Whenever there is a sha at the beginning of dhatu, it becomes sa. So why not begin with the sa only? No. There is a purpose for sha. That purpose you will see later. In the dhatu prakriya you will see. So he has to present the dhatu with the sha, beginning with the sha. But while creating the nouns out of it, or in various other dhatu forms also, the sha is converted to sa straight away. Dhatvadeshasaha. Okay? But still there is a purpose for that sha. The next sutra will be, it is not here, but I am saying, no, naha. Dhatvadeha will follow. So if you have na in the beginning of dhatu, tathagadha na, that becomes tathagadha na. Then what is the purpose of beginning with na? Only if you want to make it to na. Why not begin with na itself? No, there is a purpose for it. Those purposes we will see. It is sutra. Dhato radehe.
Dhato radehe.
Shasya sasyat.
Shasya sasyat.
Dhatoh.
Dhato.
Of a dhatu.
Of a dhatu.
Adehe.
Adehe.
The beginning.
The beginning.
Shasya.
Shasya.
Shakara.
Shakara.
In its place.
In its place.
Sasya.
Sasya.
Sa will come.
Sa will come.
Yeah. Now, so shnuha is the dhatu. Remove the akara, which is an idvarna. Shnuh is the dhatu. Sha becomes a sa. The moment sha became sa, na becomes a na. Why so? Because that originally it was a na only. Because of sha, it became na. So, nimittapaye naimittikasyapyapayaha. That is a paribhasha. When the nimitta itself is gone, naimittika is also gone. Suppose you invite minister. Along with the minister came the dafedar. Dafedar or dafe? Is he called dafedar? I think dafedar. Dafedar means he announces the arrival of the minister with a big patti in his neck. He wears like an ajnopavitam. So he is called dafedar. So he comes first and then only the minister comes. And suppose the minister comes and goes away, dafedar won't remain, he also will go away. Because dafedar is the naimittika, he is not nimitta, minister is the nimitta. Because of the coming of minister, he came. And as the minister goes away, the dafedar also will go away. So dafedar is called naimittika, minister is nimitta. Similarly, sha is nimitta, na is naimittika. Nimitta apaye or nimittasya apaye. Apaya means going away. Naimittikasyapi apayaha. Your naimittika will go away. Therefore, though he says it is snuha, ultimately it ends with snuha. Snuha. That is the dhatu. Snuha means, so there is the quip also will come. It will have a meaning. Snuhyati to snuha. So, yeah. The cow, which is a releasing milk. So releasing milk is called a snuha, something like that. Udgirana, yeah. Udgirana means giving out the milk. Okay.
Bhava can also just be sick.
Oh.
And to be unctuous.
Ah, oh, so, okay.
Snihu
is a friend. Sneha, it comes. Snuha meaning is. Oh yeah, Udgirana. Udgirana is releasing, means not that kind of releasing, throwing out, throwing out, throwing out. Yeah, vaman. So the person who is vomiting out. You see, in Sanskrit, it is vama, vamana. In English, it is vomiting. very close words. Not releasing milk, just throwing out, hudgirana. So snuha it is. Now in this snuha, everything is same, except for the absence of bhashbhava. The rest is all same, okay? You get gha, and it becomes ga and ka. You get dha, which becomes da and ta. The rest is all same, okay? Now let us say, hakarantah pumlingaha,
hakarantah pumlingaha,
snuha shabdaha,
snuha shabdaha,
the one who vomits,
the one who vomits,
okay. Snug, snuk,
snug, snuk,
snud, snut,
snud, snut,
snuhau, snuhaha,
snuhau, snuhaha.
So I am following that, follow that route. Gha first, da, da later. He snug, he snuk,
he snug, he snuk,
he snud, he snut,
he snud, he snut,
he snuhau, he snuhaha,
he snuhau, he snuhaha,
snuham, snuhau, snuhaha,
snuham, snuhau, snuhaha,
snuha,
snuha,
snugbhyam, snudbhyam,
snugbhyam, snudbhyam,
snugbhihi, snudbhihi,
snugbhihi, snudbhihi,
snuhe,
snuhe,
snugbhyam, snudbhyam,
snugbhyam, snudbhyam,
snugbhyaha, snudbhyaha,
snugbhyaha, snudbhyaha,
snuhaha,
snuhaha,
snugbhyam, snudbhyam,
snugbhyam, snudbhyam,
snugbhyaha, snudbhyaha,
snugbhyaha, snudbhyaha,
snuhaha, snuhoh, snuham,
snuhaha, snuhoh, snuham,
snuhi, snuhoh,
snuhi, snuhoh,
snukshu,
snukshu,
snutsu,
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 snutsu.
Evam,
evam,
snih shabdaha,
snih
is also snem, say. Snih means the one who makes friends with you, the one who makes friends with. So he is a snih. Snih becomes a sneha. So same shabda, there is no difference. Okay. Next shabda is a vishvavaha shabda. Vishvavaha shabda it is. So, hodhaha will be there. Hodhaha will be coming as usual. And but some extra things are there. The extra thing is, now comes a saudhnya sutram we are going to do. The new saudhnya which you have not seen till now, a saudhnya. Ikyanasamprasaranam.
Ikyanasamprasaranam.
You see, ik, ik it becomes in sandhi. If you break it, it becomes ik. Yanaha samprasaranam. Yanaha means yanaha sthane, shashti sthane yoga. So in the place of yana, ik. Ik means I, U, Ru, Lu. Yan means ya, va, ra, la. Yan is what? Haya, va, ra, to lan. Ya, va, ra, la. So these are four, those are four. No problem. Yatha sankhya manudesha samanam. Therefore, in the place of yan, ik will come. Earlier, iko yanachi is in the place of ik, yan comes. That is yanadesha. The opposite of yanadesha, that is yanaha ik. Wherever it comes, he will tell you how it comes. The opposite of yanadesha is he gives a name. That name is samprasaranam. That is the name. Okay? You see how it is, I tell you. Sudhi upasyaha. E-U. E-U combination becomes ya. U it becomes. Sudhi upasyaha. EU, EU, U it becomes, right? EU. EU, if you combine in a proper way within the mouth, it becomes U. So, Sudhupasya, okay. Now, Vaha is there. Vishwa Vaha. Vishwa Vaha. Va. This Va, it falls back. Instead of E and U going forward into a consonant, the va falls back. So, suppose you have u and a, it becomes va. U and a. Madhu arihi. Madhvarihi. U-a. If you combine u-a, automatically it becomes va. Madhvarihi. That is going forward. Ach is, two are going forward to the mouth, near, closer to the lips. Madhvarihi. Okay, you go back. Va becomes u. Samprasaranam. Va becomes u. Ya becomes e. That is samprasaranam. Okay? Of course, ra becomes r. La becomes l. That is also part of the samprasaranam. Eco energy. You know, look. So, the ach becoming vowel is yanadesha. The ach becoming hal consonant is the yanadesha. And the hal becoming ach is the samprasaranam. Okay? So, I tried to reason it out. It's not that all this reasoning is written somewhere. I tried to make out why he is doing it. So, he is coming forward in the form of a consonant, going back in the form of a vowel. That kind of movement. That is Ikoyanachi Samprasaranam. Back part. Igyanas Samprasaranam.
Igyanas Samprasaranam.
Yanasthane.
Yanasthane.
Prayujyamanaha.
Prayujyamanaha.
Ya ik. Sa Samprasarana Saunyasyat.
Sa Samprasarana Saunyasyat.
Yanasthane.
Yanasthane.
In the place of Yan.
In the place of
Yan. Yaha ik.
Whichever ik.
Prayujyamanaha.
Is replaced.
Saha.
That ik.
Samprasarana saunyasyat. Gains the name. Samprasarana. That is the name. Okay? Not every ik. The ik which comes in the place of yan is called samprasarana. From now on, this samprasarana, it comes occasionally. Very useful saunya. Next sutra. Vaha oot. You see, yachi bham sutra is there earlier. Bhasaunya sutra. That comes here. That bham comes here. So, bham. That bham comes and becomes a shashti vritti. So, bhasya. That Shabda Rupa must have the Saunjnya Bha. Okay.
Yati Bham is in 1418
something.
So it might be
somewhere else. It must be somewhere else. Ah, Adhikara, Swami, 64129. Ah, Bhasya Adhikara. Yes. Okay. Bhasya Adhikara. Okay. I got it. Not Yati Bham. So if Yati Bham it comes, then what you have, Vibhakti Vyatya, Vibhakti changes. But that is all far-fetched. That is not the way. Bhasya Adhikara. Okay, very nice. That is true. Then Vahaha. Then Samprasaranam, Vasos Samprasaranam. In fact, he started like this, I suppose. He said a sutra, Vasos Samprasaranam. For Vasu, Samprasarana will come. And all below, Vaha, Uth. Like that, all kinds of sutras, wherever Samprasarana comes, they were all put underneath it. Therefore, the Samprasarana will be coming down. Okay? Therefore, Samprasaranam. And the Samprasarana is a big saunya. E, U, Ru, Lu, all that is Samprasaranam. So, the word Samprasaranam indicates that it is coming in the place of Yan. That much is certain. But he is specifying that Samprasarana. What is that Samprasarana? Oot. That T is its saunya. Oo. So, by saying U, he eliminated Ukara. So, and only U he kept. That is the Samprasarana he will get. Because you won't get U, you will get U. Dirgha you will get. Because U is also Samprasarana. U is also Samprasarana. So, he fixed it. So, this U, white, because he has another purpose for that T its saunya. Shaishyeshu, like that, there is a sutra. Uduhodhodhye shaishyeshu, some such a sutra is there. That is the sutra. There Uddhi will come. Ut is there. Who will go and who will remain? And following Ach, if you have U, you should get Gunaha, Ad Gunaha. Instead of Guna, he wants Uddhi. Therefore, he put Ut there. And I have fixed this Ut in another sutra. That is the purpose of Thakara. So that is stated. And Vahaha means for the Vaha Shabda. Whatever Shabda, Vaha Shabda. Vaha means Vahati iti Vahaha. The one who performs the action of Vaha. Vaha means carrying the load. So Vahaha. So Vishvasya Vahaha Vishva Vahaha. The one who carries the burden of entire universe is called Vishvavaha. That is the God. Vishvavaha. Vishvavaha is the Shabda. Vishvavaha. So Vahaha is Shashti. Vaha, Vaha, Oot. Vahaha is Shashti Akavachanam. Vaha, Oot. Bhasya Vahaha. Shashti or Panchami?
Shashti.
Shashti. In its place, Utasyat, Vahaha, okay. Yeah, Vahashti. So, Vaha is the Prathamayakavachanam. Now, you see, there is a rule. Whatever applies to Vaha, applies to Vishvavaha also. Tadanta, Ashchagruhyate, like that there is a Paribhasha which went. Can I get that Paribhasha here? Tasya cha tadam tasya cha, like that. This is jarasonya tarasyam, at that place we have seen. Nirjaras
came.
Jarasonya tarasyam, that is the sutra. And so you should do jarasya shabda. Why do you need jarasya shabda?
There
was a vartikara sutra, whatever, paribhasha. Whatever applies for jaras, it applies for a shabda rupa ending in jaras. So tasya cha tadam tasya cha, like that there must be a paribhasha. No, not that. There itself you will find another paribhasha at the same place. You say Ekadesha Vikrutam also applied for Jarasya.
Swamiji, page number 212 in your book.
What is that it says? Padangadhikare tasya cha tadam tasya cha.
That's the Vartika.
That is the Vartika. Padadhikara and Angadhikara means Padasya, Angasya. This Bha is Anga. Anga alone is called Bha. Yachi Bham. And Anga, it acquires the Saunya Bha. Therefore, it is Angadhikara. Therefore, in Angadhikara, Tasya cha tadam tasya cha. So, whatever applies to Vaha, applies to Vahanta also. So, Vishvavaha is the Shabda. Okay? So now, when Vishvavaha Shabda, whenever it acquires Bhasaunya, Bhasaunya comes only Asarvanamasthana, Yachibham, Asarvanamasthana, right? So it must be Ajadi Pratyaya and Asarvanamasthana. That is how Bha. Therefore, Shas comes under Bhasaunya. So Vishvavaha Shas. So that is us. Now, Vishva Vaha gets Oot. Vishva, Oo, Us. Va becomes Oo plus A plus, Vishva, Oo plus A plus H plus Us. That is how you arrive at. That Oo is Oot. You have to keep it in mind. Therefore, when you do Sandhi with Vishva, it becomes Au. We have to do that. But what to do with that A, there is a sutra for that. So that is how it is progressing. Okay? Vaha Oot.
Vaha Oot.
Bhasya Vahaha
Bhasya Vahaha
Samprasaranam
Samprasaranam
Uth
Uth
Bhasya Vahaha
Bhasya Vahaha
To the Vaha
To the Vaha
Which is a Bha
Which is a Bha
Samprasaranam Uth
Samprasaranam Uth
The Samprasarana
The Samprasarana
Uth
Uth
Will come
Will come
Yeah Where will it come? Samprasarana Yanaha, it must come in the place of yan only. It alontya won't come. Vahaha means it won't come at the end or any such thing. Because he used the word samprasarana. It must come. Who is ik? What kind of ik becomes a samprasarana only when it comes in the place of yan. Therefore, yarala va. So yavarala, I should say. Yavarala. So va. So vaha, that vakara gets samprasarana. That is the point. Okay? Next sutra. Samprasaranacha.
Samprasaranacha.
Very interesting arrangement of sutras. Here is an adhikara ekapurva parayoha. So in the place of the Sandhi Sutra it is. In the place of the purva as well as the para, you will get only one adesha. Ekadesha it is called. Ekapurva parayoha. And then in that adhikara you have iko and achi. In the place of ik and syat achi samhitayam vishaye. There itself you have the sutra samprasarana cha, it is there. Therefore it comes under the adhikara of ekadesha. And also there is the sutra ami purvaha. And this comes under samprasarana cha. So purvarupa ekadesha sutra it is. Sandhi purvarupa ekadesha. That is the sandhi. So, when you have, achi also will come from eco energy. So, when you have samprasarana, samprasaranat, and something following that, what is that? Ach follows. When samprasarana is followed by ach, then ekadesha, in the place of samprasarana as well as the ach that is following, you will get ekadesha. So, the, what is that ekadesha? Purva, purvarupam ekadeshasya. Okay? So, U plus A, both will be replaced by U. So, Vishwa, U, Ahaha. Has, as is there, you know. Vishwa, U, Ahaha. Samprasarana, Acha, Purvarupa. Vishwa, U, Haha. Etyetatyu, Su, Vruddhi. Vishwa, U, Haha. That is this. Okay. Samprasaranat
Samprasaranat
Achipurvarupamekadeshaha
Achipurvarupamekadeshaha
Samprasaranat
Samprasaranat
Immediately following Samprasarana
Immediately following Samprasarana
Achi
Achi
When you find an Ach
When you find an Ach
Purvarupam
Purvarupam
Purvarupa
Purvarupa
Ekadeshaha
Ekadeshaha
Comes as Ekadesha
Ekadesha
Now you got everything, okay? So the Shabda is Vishwavaha. You do as usual Hodhaha. And so first five, they come under Sarvanama Sthana, therefore Bhasavajna won't apply. Therefore this Vaha, Oot, it won't apply. So Vishwavad becomes Vishwavad, Vishwavat, Vishwavahau, Vishwavahaha. Up to that you come up to Vishwavaham, Vishwavahau. Then onwards, Bha will take over when it is followed by the Ajadi Pratyaya. So, Vishwavahashas. So, it becomes Vishwavaha. It becomes Vishwavaha. Then Bhyam. Again, Bhyam means there is no A. You see, Vishwavaha plus A. Again, Bhasavanya. So Vishwauha. When it comes to Bhyam, no Bhasaujna. Therefore, no Samprasarana. Vishwavad Bhyam. Vishwavad Bhyam. Vishwavad Bhihi. Like that. Vishwauhe. Like that it comes. Vishwauha. Vishwauhoho. Vishwauham. Vishwauhi. Vishwauhoho. Then Vishwavah Su. There again, no Bhasaujna, no Samprasaranam. Vishwavad Su. Vishwavad Su, whether you do dhut or not. So Vishwavad Kharicha will come anyway. Vishwavad Su, Vishwavad Su. This is the procedure. Okay? So you just write one thing, that is Vishwauhaha you write. Vishwavah Shas, it is today. Vaha Oot. It is Samprasarana. Vishwa U A H As. It is Tite. It is Jate. This is called Vayakaranasa Sanskritam. All Sati Saptami. There will not be much difficulty in that Sanskritam. Vayakarana Sanskritam is how much Sanskritam? Only just iti jate, iti stite, iti bhavati. So iti jate. Samprasaranacha iti porvarupe. Vishva plus uhaha, it is sthite. I have combined all the things. Rupa and Rupa Visarga, all those things are done. Uhaha, it is sthite. Etyetatyutsu. Etyetati oot. He has put a very nice arrangement there. He put this oot there. At that time I told oot will come later, so now it came. There we have done Eti, Ejeti, Edhati, those Edhate, only those things we have done. Eti, Edhati, Utsu, Iti Vruddhau. This Vruddhi is also Ekaporo Prayoh only. Vishvauhaha, Iti Siddhyati. Okay, let's finish. So now you tell the sutta shabdam. Hakarantah pumlingaha.
Hakarantah pumlingaha.
Vishwavaha shabdaha.
Vishwavaha shabdaha.
Bhagavanuru. That is the meaning. God. God is the meaning. Vishwavad. First we do D. Vishwavad. Vishwavad.
Vishwavad. Vishwavad.
Vishwavahau. Vishwavahaha.
Vishwavahau. Vishwavahaha.
He Vishwavad. He Vishwavad.
He Vishwavad. He Vishwavad.
He Vishwavahau. He Vishwavahaha.
He Vishwavahau. He Vishwavahaha.
Vishwavaham. Vishwavahau. Vishwauhaha.
Vishwavaham. Vishwavahau. Vishwavahaha.
Vishwauhaha.
Vishwauhaha.
Vishwauha.
Vishwauha.
Vishwavadbhyam. Vishwavadbhihi.
Vishwavadbhyam. Vishwavadbhihi.
Vishwauhe. Vishwavadbhyam. Vishwavadbhyaha.
Vishwauhe. Vishwavadbhyam. Vishwavadbhyaha.
Vishwauhaha. Vishwavadbhyam. Vishwavadbhyaha.
Vishwauhaha.
Vishwavadbhyam. Vishwavadbhyaha. Vishwauhaha. Vishwauham.
Vishwavaha,
Vishwauhi,
Vishwauhi, Vishwauho,
Vishwavatsu, Vishwavatsu,
Vishwavatsu, Vishwavatsu,
Evam,
Evam,
Rathavaha,
Rathavaha,
Ityadayaha,
Ityadayaha,
Chaturanaduhora Mudattaha, we will see that later. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Panamastu.